Begin the current daf from Sech the Shmuz Afchot Tes. Begin with Beis. Begin Tes Master. Begin Zigmocha. Keiched Olei Tava Hafar LeShmuz Hayu. He did it so that there shouldn't be any nullification with their vows. Says there is Hodim in this Digmas Ligid Nevelam Advav Menal Neder Shodad As Rabin. When you have a neder that were taken with the consciousness of the community, in Loy Flora, there's no nullification. In Luma Mikan, you cannot learn from it that the Heinish Nayim Luchudei that's two besides him. Because here you have Hashem, Moshe, and the people. No, the Dima Das Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shana. Maybe the consciousness of God is different. It's more severe. From time we're going to say, "Ve'oisin charamis." Those prohibitions that we make with the Chaim, Shana Goyis Mal Das Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bat Das Hakol, that we make with the intention and the consciousness of God and the community. Hey, Chishlan Heter. How is there any permissibility? That fellow Das Hakol greater, because even just on the community's consciousness, Habal Das Rabin, and that is Ein Lo Hafara. But more of a Heichem Mishtar B'Licharata. How do we prevent it without regret? Yeshem says, we can say the Das Hakol Kahu, that's actually the consciousness and attention of the community. That they should be able to admit it when they want to. Available like Haroti, without regret. Mashem Skim Das Hakadosh Bo, who I would say God's consciousness. Tikna Goin Lachum Ba'ama, that was just from the Gilainim, that as a generic stringency. But Lidom Lamashish Bim, which Hakadosh Bo, who is not similar to what Meshach Beinu made the oath, that Hakadosh Bo would see Will Ashbia, that God commanded him to make them swear. But the Haram that we make a decree, Hakol Tobit Das Hakol Lachot, this all depends on the consciousness of just the community, and therefore that's okay. The next test, Matthew begins, Gabi Tarb Kamar. What it mean, like a snake, like the size of the beam, it means just that its back was ridged. Now, Zach's dumb and dark, Park, the Gmon, dumb, the Chafim, and off ass. But so to just be straight up, listen to Tarb, say that it has ridges. Shan the Gmon answers, Milsa Gaboka Kamar, just telling us something parenthetically, which we always try to, because it's about Tarb, that the beam of the opera is ridged, Menaf Kamila, Makamimkin, and the ramification is when you're doing business to know that you have the right product. I think Tess Maslid belongs on Nomen Alpha from Kanye to Rava. The concern is because of the stick that was by Rava. Says Tess Nir, it seemed the covets of Nishba, that in that case he jumped and he swore, the Mistaman Rava Hayyidea Braisa, because we could presume the Rava he knew the Braisa, but Mishbi Isadasa Malkum Das Bezin, he was going to make them swear with the conscience of God and then the Bezin. It wouldn't help, therefore, that, oh, what he has in mind. It must have been he did on his own, and then that was deceitful. I swear I'm going to eat this loaf of bread. I swear I'm not going to eat it. The first one is an oath of utterance. And the second one is an oath in vain. So it's a wonder because the shneim shuvazbitu, they're both an oath of utterances. The shvush al-eichel hanikizayis. I swear I'm going to eat it as an olive size. Kamei shvush al-eichel dama rabba leel nab chozayin nama beis. The chayv mokul gizayis vedim liable for eating gizayis. But shlo eichlena, not eat it. Hainu shlo eichlena kulis. You're not going to eat the whole thing. Dama rabba nama leel. So both should be shvushbitu. Because there's more in the second one than the first one said. So I said, but shemi yishlo chalik. Maybe because the friendship in eichel lishlo eichel. There's a difference between eating and not eating. And that's what Tesis is coming to say. That although they're both technically oichel, but when you eat, when you say that you're not going to eat, that's a gazayis. When you say you're going to eat, then it would maybe mean the whole thing. Next says matzvin with the word gemara shvus eidus. There's no hegis by noshma b'leib noshma applies to by men and not by women. Now b'lish perik shvus eidus the next dav beginning of perik shvus eidus nafkel and we learn the same about mishnei al noshim that the two men have to stand for testimony that only is by men not by women. Okay, if that's the case, so then isha psula ladun. So then a woman is disqualified to judge. That means to say a woman is isha psul ladin is disqualified to judge. No, it's not in perek basim because the gemara says nidam memtes mebe is called kashal ladin kashal hoid. Whoever is qualified to judge is qualified to testify, and therefore a woman that's not qualified to testify is disqualified from being a judge. Isis tells about the ksib. Isis says and say b'shev to me shabtes Yisrael that the very one judge the Jewish people. Because maybe you can say shayzam olametes and hadinim that she taught them the judgment. That she taught them the judgments, but she didn't actually judge them. Or, you could say, Levishais Neviah, since she was a prophetess, so Yimakam Lezalim, they went and accepted her on them. And B'chein Yishmi Yishami, that says Ron Yishami, Ma'atashin Yishmi Ida, since the woman cannot testify, in a dungeon she cannot judge. But there was an exception. Miutim, but it's a wonder, because the B'sei Perek come to Babu Kamad of Tadvam Merab, B'kadush of Lahayim Merab, Dashin, we expound me, Asher Tosim Lefneihem, the Ishva, because of Ishul Ish, Lechaladinim. They equate a woman to men for all the judgments. Then the woman is disqualified to judge. Then it's not talking about shame laden, only by those who are qualified to judge. So it's only those who are qualified. So what he's saying, women, because we see we disqualify hadyotis and non-Jews. You could say the krayir b'tavayu. The pasuk is talking about by both, meaning the dayanim ubedin dayanim. By judges and by those who are the litigants. And they're not. come out Nami on the Nidoyim, since they're going to litigants of Chol Yisrael, Nashim Nashim Chol Zeh, that women are also from the Nidoyim. Hadin Lach Shalosh Tamar, I return to the third parag, Masechta Shavuos, parag Shavuos, Ashtayim, with Taisus, Be'ez Hashem Yisrael, with Seat Shemayah.